This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Babies who are conceived by in vitro fertilization using frozen rather than fresh embryos have a remarkably better chance of survival than from the method most used in the past. That's according to a new study by a Colorado physician who's considered one of the nation's leaders in reproductive medicine. Carol McKinley of Colorado Public News has more.
Mommy. Mommy and Mama, that's right.
Me.
2-year-old Lucy Schmaltz is looking at a family picture of her two moms, Stephanie and Janine, and her twin older brother and sister, both aged 4. Even though Lucy and the twins are 2 years apart, they all look alike because all 3 kids are from the same batch of fertilized eggs.
She was conceived on the same day as our twins, but then she was frozen. And 2 years later, she was thawed and implanted, and here she is.
You're still tearing up about it.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It's just crazy to think that we can, you know, this medical miracle creates my daughter.
The difference between Lucy's birth and her older siblings is that her brother and sister were implanted into Janine's uterus right away. Embryonic Lucy, though, was put on ice for a couple of years.
For us, being able to wait and do it later was great so that we didn't end up with lots of kids all at the same time, and we were able to space them out.
Children like Lucy, born from frozen embryos, are the latest major breakthrough in reproductive medicine. Last month, doctors presented research showing that pregnancies from frozen embryos are successful 75% of the time, compared to just half of the time when fresh embryos are used.
With success going up, more people are attracted to the technology because they realize it's very likely to work for them. Not like the old days where it was a huge gamble.
Dr. William Schoolcraft, director of the Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine in Lone Tree, is a pioneer in the field.
So for most couples, it's the difference between children and no children, a family, no family.
Schoolcraft says couples have fewer miscarriages and longer pregnancies because frozen embryos can be implanted when the uterus is ready, whereas with fresh, which are transferred right away, mom's bodies are so stressed out from strenuous hormone therapy, the embryos have a less healthy start.
When we do a fresh transfer, we've just stimulated the woman to make all these eggs. She's hyperstimulated. Hormone levels are 10 times or more normal.
When you do a fresh transfer, the drugs that they put inside you to make all of this happen, Janine's hormones were through the roof and completely out of whack.
Frozen embryo transfer has another silver lining: convenience. Rural Coloradans who must travel to the Front Range for in vitro fertilization can now make an appointment to get pregnant instead of having to spend chunks of time away from home undergoing treatments.
They had to hang around for 5 days, then have a transfer, then rest another 3 days. And all that was up to when their eggs decided to be ready and mature and ovulate, and work and other life duties just had to be put on hold.
The world's first in vitro baby was born in England in 1978. Colorado followed with its first in 1982. Since then, the Rocky Mountains has been a hub for hopeful couples who travel here from all over the world to get pregnant. In 2011, 1,800 Coloradans had in vitro fertilization. Carol McKinley, Colorado Public News.